Open Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
大家好，欢迎回到我们的节目，我是 Jenny。
Adam。
那现在夏天毕业季啊。
Graduation。
Graduation， 英文里面可以说 graduation season 吗
？I guess you could。
但不太说，不太说，一般就是、就说。
It's graduation。
It's graduation， 毕业了啊。那 congratulations on finishing like 20 years of school。
You did it, guys！
大学毕业真的是人生的一个 milestone， 大的里程碑啊。
Right.
那今天我们就讲讲这个和毕业相关的一些英语，然后呢也会送你一课 Open Language 的付费课程，就是讲到这个大学毕业以后过了 N 年同学们 reunion 聚会的这个景象，非常有意思啊。那先来说这 graduation， 就是毕业的意思，对吧？那个动词就是
graduate，
对，就是你可以说、
right.
Oh, I just graduated、
yeah.
right?
You will graduate soon.
Why, when are you graduating?、
Right.
好，然后呢说到美国的大学啊，这个因为他们读四年，每一年都有一些特别的称呼，比如一年级的新生他们会叫 freshman
right，
二年级的叫
sophomore，
这个是拉丁源自拉丁的一个词啊、
right.
就是 sophomore， 就是它的这个意思就是很聪明有智慧的，然后后面那个 more 它的意思就是愚蠢的、
oh.
它的这个意思就是你到大学二年级你有点脑子开化了，学了一点东西，但你还是一个小孩子。So you are a wise fool. You're a sophomore.、Mm. 那么到三年级的时候呢，你是一个
junior.
Junior. 四年级
senior.
你已经老了， yeah, 没有，
yeah.
你就快毕业了，在大学生里，本科生算老的啊。You're a senior.
senior.
然后如果你在读自己的本科文凭的话呢，你就是。在读你的 undergrad， 对 undergrad， 那有一些人想要继续深造，你就读你的 you say both graduate school， you know I'm going to my I'm doing my graduate program、
right.
I'm going to graduate school、mm. 或者你也可以说 I'm doing my postgrad、
yeah.
其实它都是反正就不是本科，不是 undergrad
right,
对吧
right,
masters of
masters.
PhD 这些的。好，那其实大学毕业呢我们会有很多的就有很多的 ceremony、mm. 仪式啊，还有仪式类的东西，比如先说说穿的这个衣服好了、
right.
你又会穿一个毕业的大袍子、
mm.
这个英语里面怎么说？
Just the robe
Do you say graduation robe or just say the robe?
It's a robe. You're at graduation.
Robe, R-O-B-E, 就是一个袍子。除了这个毕业的 robe, 我们洗澡也有一个 robe.
Yeah, bathrobe.
Bathrobe, 就是洗澡出来穿的那个浴衣，对吧？都是一个袍子。然后包括教皇 the Pope、
right.
he also wears a robe
big robe、
他也有一个大袍子啊，龙袍也是个 robe royal robe
royal
对吧
robe.、
那帽子呢，毕业有一个很特别的、yeah. it's very special type of hat
right it's called the mortar board、
so you don't call it a hat
no、
it's a mortar board,
board.、
那怎么拼呢，如果你想知道这个 mortar board 的拼法包括我们今天讲的所有这个词汇，大家去订阅 Open Language 的公众号，因为我们所有潘吉杰尼告诉你节目的关键词还有解释都会放在里面啊，去订阅一下我们的公众号mortar board, 然后那个 mortar board 就是上面有一根小小那个 tassel
a tassel right
就是那根小的那个须须那个穗子，然后你又把它从一边放到另外一边，
嗯、
to symbolize you've crossed the barrier,
the barrier.
对、嗯、tassel 啊，就那个小的那个穗穗。
Right.
好，那另外我觉得在美国的，其实不管是 college graduation 大学毕业，或者他们什么 high school junior high， 一般。就有一个 yearbook 特别是高中的时候对吧就是有一本书这个叫 yearbook 然后 yearbook 是什么东西呢，就是厚厚的，然后这本 yearbook 里面就包括了你们这个全年级对吧
your
whole class.
Your class photos, class
对,
pictures.
对，班级里同学的照片。
Right.
然后呢，就是每一年学校就也是大家要付钱啦，但是会做一本，里面有你们的照片，然后大家最后会写字。
Right, that's the most important part.
就是 what you write
what you write
yearbook、
right? Jenny can you sign my yearbook
对通常因为我以前那个高中是在新加坡读美国学校然后我们也会有 yearbook 然后你就会找自己好的朋友呀、
yeah.
或者什么 someone you've had a crush on 你暗恋的对象、
oh,
就是说你能不能写一句话之类的、mm-hmm. sign my yearbook 一般你叫人家 sign不像那种明星签名了一般他还会给你就是同学之间写一些很 lovely
right, a little
encouraging words
poem、
right?
or story or,
words of encouragement、
right.
励志鼓励的话啊然后呢经常会看到的就是什么 KIT keep in touch
keep in touch
对吧、never change 就是你这个样子太棒了永远不要改变然后还有我觉得 yearbook 里面很有意思的就是美国的学校会 they'll vote 会选就是哪些人 most likely to succeed、
oh, yeah.
对吧 most likely to become the president
yeah.
most likely
to live with their parents
所以他们会 predict、会预测哪些人 most likely 就是最有可能成功成为美国总统成为 millionaire 百万富翁或者 most likely 像 Adam 说的 live withTheir parents. 就是找不到工作
Do you know what mine was, Jenny?
No
Game show host
Most likely
to be a game show host
诶还蛮准的耶虽然你没有主持一个那 game show 就是游戏节目但你现在是一个主持人、You're hosting English lessons
I guess it's like a game show
好那讲到这个 English lessons 啊，因为很多朋友除了体验我们潘吉杰尼告诉你的双语脱口秀那他还是想看看啊真的 Open Language 的付费课程是什么样因为我们经常说有六个级别有什么近500节的实用口语课但是大家没有直观的感受所以呢今天我们就放一课来自 Open Language 这个 Paid Lesson、付费课程里面其中有一课是我们 Intermediate 中级的课程这节课叫 College Reunion 大学同学会 Reunion 就是你们好久不见了让大家又见到
That's right
那来听听这节课很有意思会学到很多非常有用的讲毕业呀同学呀关于记忆 memory 的一些英语Listening to an intermediate lesson on open language. This is Jenny.
And this is Chris.
I love today's lesson because, college reunion. Now, reunion means when you meet people who you haven't seen for a long time, right?
Yeah, you come together again.
So, of course, college reunion is when you see people you went to college with.
Right.
Yeah. And you can also have high school reunions.
Yep. You can have a reunion for almost any.
Family reunions.
Family reunions, of course, are common. Family, high school, and college are probably the three most normal types of reunions to hear about.
Yeah. And if you've been to any school reunion, you know it will be people.
It can be good and awkward.
And fun, maybe, right? People remember all those stupid things you've done. So today's dialogue, we should start by saying, you might find some of the things that are a little bit hard to understand. Maybe not the language.
Right.
But it might sound like, why are they making fun of this person? Or, yeah. So that's what we call sarcasm.
Yes, it's very important to understand sarcasm, especially in dealing with Americans and American culture.
Now, let's say no more. Listen to the dialogue first, and then we'll go over the sarcasm in today's lesson for you. Well, look who the cat dragged in. Chuck, get over here and give me a hug.
Susan, my God, you look great. And is that John?
Chuckles! Man, Susan isn't kidding. You're half the man you used to be. What have you been eating, raw iron?
Thanks, guys. Well, after gaining the freshman 10 and then the post-grad 40, I had a wake-up call and really got into working out. And now I own a gym and will do my second Ironman next month. So it's good for me and my business to try to stay in shape.
No way, that's insane. But seriously, you're making us all look bad. Cover up those muscles. Some of us haven't discovered Weight Watchers yet.
Oh, please, Susan. You know you look great. And besides, you're clearly such a loser. A CFO at the ripe old age of 31.
Wait, CFO? Susan the artist gone corporate? Say it ain't so.
Stop it. What you see here is the same granola hippie artist girl on the inside, but she discovered long ago she really likes wearing Louis Vuitton.
John, what about you? Is that a ring on your finger? The eternal bachelor has fallen.
Not only a ring, but two beautiful daughters to go with it. What can I say? When you meet your match, it's game over. I definitely married up.
Look at us, all together again. We've come so far after all that beer pong.
Speak for yourself. I'm getting a drink.
Okay, so in the beginning of the dialogue, we've got Susan, the lady. What does she say?
She says, well, look who the cat dragged in.
Look who the cat dragged in. Yeah. So I don't think there is an actual cat involved,
no,
is there?
No, there's no cat. But the saying, again, this is sarcasm, but it's, what do cats usually drag in? They drag in a dead mouse or some sort of a dead animal. So it's kind of a funny way of saying, oh, look at this scruffy thing that just came into the room. This dead animal. But
so when you say, look who the cat dragged in, you only use it with your very close friends, right? You wouldn't say it with a business associate
no.
when he walks in the door and you say, wow, look who the cat dragged in.
No. It's definitely, you would only say it jokingly. And if, for example, everyone's sitting in a meeting waiting for the boss to arrive and he finally walks in the door, do not say, well, look who the cat dragged in, because you'll probably
get fired. Yeah.
You'll get dragged out.
Okay. Now, who did the cat drag in?
Chuck.
Chuck.
Yeah.
That's a name. But this is a very American name or a nickname, right?
Yeah. So Chuck is a short name, or it's a shortened nickname of the real name, which is Charles.
Prince Charles.
Like Prince Charles.
Yeah.
So if you're named Charles, your friends might call you Chuck, or they might call you Charlie. Both are nicknames of Charles.
Now, when somebody, if our listener is trying to give themselves an English name, would you recommend Chuck? Or usually it's what people call you. Like, your name is Charles. And then to make it more friendly or funny, they might call you Chuck.
You could, of course, just choose that name. But if you're choosing an English name, I wouldn't choose Chuck.
It's too casual.
It's a little casual.
Yeah.
It's Chuck is a good name for somebody who works in a steel mill or
yeah, it has that very, you know, but, solid,
yeah,
like wholesome feeling.
That owns a car dealership or something. You know? It's like Chuck. Oh, that sounds like a reliable.
Yeah,
person,
I agree.
Yeah, not very. You don't think of a business professional named Chuck.
Chuck. Okay. Besides Chuck, what else does one of the guys, John, call Charles?
He says Chuckles.
Chuckles.
Yep.
Now, this is a play on words, because Chuckles also means laughing, right? The sound of laughter.
Laughter. Mm. Yeah. So we were chuckling or there were chuckles in the room.
Mm.
So, yeah, this is a nickname of a nickname, apparently. So maybe as a joke, they called Charlie, who was also then called Chuck, they called him Chuckles because it makes it sound like, oh, little chuckles, like you're
so
cute and cuddly.
And you said
like
this
laughter.
Actually came from a real friend of yours, right?
Absolutely. This is a true story. I had a friend in college named Charlie.
But to everyone else, you would know as
Chuck. And some people called him
Chuckles. Okay. Now, what do they say to Chuckles?
Yeah. So he says, you're half the man you used to be.
Ah, you're half the man you used to be. So this literally means you've lost a lot of weight. You almost weigh half of what you used to be.
Yes, so you're half the size you used to be.
And he says, what have you been eating? Raw iron?
Yeah. And so this is a, again, what have you been eating? Raw iron. Of course, he's not eating actual iron. But the implication is not only has he lost a lot of weight, but he's very muscular, hard, like iron.
Like an Iron Man.
If you ate iron, maybe you would look like muscly.
How does Chuck respond?
He says, oh, you know, thanks, guys. After gaining the freshman 10 and then the post-grad 40, I had a wake-up call.
Okay, so these are also concepts that might be hard to understand, but we're going to break them down. When he first says, after gaining the freshman 10, freshman is when you first start going to college.
Yep, your first year in college.
You're a freshman. The freshman 10, what does it mean?
So this is a very, in American culture at least, very common belief that's actually pretty true. That everybody in their freshman year gains 10 pounds because they're away from home. Maybe they're
drinking beer, eating pizza all the time.
Yeah, you could say because they have a meal plan maybe at college, at university, so they're eating more.
Yeah.
But it's also probably because they're drinking a lot and they're putting on weight from
so alcohol. This is a typical or common saying, oh, I gained the freshman 10.
Yeah, exactly.
What about post-grad 40? Now, we can probably guess that it's also talking about weight, right?
So this means a 40 pounds after I graduated, because then you're sitting in an office job, you don't get a lot of exercise or movement, you just sit at a desk all day.
But post-grad 40 isn't a fixed saying as freshman 10, right? It could be I've gained the post-grad 20 or 50.
Yeah, it's just kind of, it's what we call a play on words. So it's post, if you say the freshman 10, then it's understood if you say the post-grad and some other number. If that's the amount of weight you gained after you graduated as well.
Okay. But after gaining all those weight, 50 pounds altogether, he had a wake-up call.
Right. Mm. So a wake-up call means some event that makes you realize I've got to change my behavior. I've got to change my ways.
Yeah, usually bad behavior, bad habits, right?
Yeah.
And here, a wake-up call doesn't mean when someone's trying to give you a call to wake you up in the morning.
It doesn't mean you're at a hotel and they're giving you the wake-up call. It means you've had a realization of
I need to do differently
if I don't change.
Yes. Okay. So he had a wake-up call and really got into working out. Now, working out is probably the most common way to say, you know, I exercise, you know, I run or I go to the gym. You can just say I work out.
Yes.
So he owns a gym now, and he will also do what?
His second Ironman next month. So if you hear someone reference the Ironman, it's short for the Ironman competition. This is a real and it's a very famous and very hard sports competition.
It has three parts usually, right?
We call it a triathlon. So a triathlon has running and swimming and cycling, bicycling.
And for long distances too.
Yes, so full marathon, like a 2-mile swim and a 50-mile bike ride.
It's a
12-hour event of nonstop hard exercise.
That's insane.
Exactly, and that's our next word. That's insane. So insane just means
It's crazy, right?
It means to be crazy, to be mentally crazy, but unless you are referencing that person is insane,
really,
truly in a mental hospital insane, it means that's so unbelievable, it sounds crazy.
Yeah, but very often, it's a good thing, right?
It's usually a very good thing.
Like Ironman, it's really, if someone says, I'm doing my Ironman next month, you'll be like, wow, you know, I respect you.
Yeah, that's unbelievable to the point that it sounds crazy. But
so
that's
you can say
really
that's insane.
Good. Yeah, or you win the lottery, you could say, no way, that's insane.
Yeah. And Susan says, and cover up your muscles and don't show off your body anymore. Some of us haven't discovered Weight Watchers yet.
Yes. Mm. So, and Weight Watchers is just a famous company in the U.S. that
helps people lose weight.
Yeah. They have lots of products and programs to help people lose weight.
Mm. Okay. Now, what does John say to Susan?
So John says, oh, please, Susan, you know you look great. And besides, you're clearly such a loser.
All right. So because Susan was saying, oh, Charles, you look so good. And some of us haven't discovered Weight Watchers yet, meaning I'm kind of fat. Yeah. But the other guy says to her, now, stop that. You know you look great. And besides, you're clearly a loser. Now, we don't want to be a loser, right?
No.
And he's not saying she's clearly a loser. Actually,
he's saying the opposite.
Exactly.
And this is the sarcasm of American culture.
Yeah. So sarcasm, you can loosely translate it as saying the opposite.
Yes. And in kind of a teasing, joking way.
Yeah.
So, if you say, Susan, oh, yeah, you're such a loser. It doesn't mean you're a loser. It means you're the opposite. You're obviously very successful.
Yeah, but sarcasm is really difficult to, one, understand, and second, to use when you're learning a new language.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, I mean, I've heard the comments from Europeans and other people, they're very put off by American sarcasm. They really are. It's almost like,
why are you doing
Americans,
that? Yeah,
like,
it's so childish, right?
It's so stupid to say that. But that's just...
That's who you are.
That's what makes us so awesome. No.
that's sarcasm right there.
Yeah.
I think our advice is, try to develop, try to understand that there is a concept of sarcasm in American culture.
Yes.
But definitely don't try using it too early. As your language skills develop and your understanding of American culture develops, you will get there, right? You get to a point where you can not only understand, but also start using it in your own speech.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And he continues to say, you're a CFO at the ripe age of 31.
Yeah, the ripe old age of 31.
Yeah.
So again, even that phrase is a little bit of sarcasm.
Because 31 years old is really young, especially
really
to become a CFO, right?
Yeah. And even saying ripe old, that means ripe means, well, it doesn't mean old. It means it's fresh. It's kind of like just now ready. Old is old.
Yeah.
So it's ripe old is the opposite
of each other.
But that's a very common saying, ripe old age of
something.
Something.
Mm. Okay. And what does Chuck say?
So Chuck says, wait, CFO, Susan the artist gone corporate? Say it ain't so.
So Susan was more an artist type, right?
Yeah, sounds like Susan was really into arts.
Yeah, but she has gone corporate. So corporate means big businesses.
Yeah, so it's just a way of saying you've gone the route of a corporate career.
So you become, a suit wearing, a pencil pusher.
Go to an office every day and a big business.
So you can say, I've gone corporate. She's gone corporate, right? And I love Susan's response. What does she say?
She says, stop it. What you see here is the same granola hippie artist gal on the inside.
Okay, so on the inside, her true self is the same granola hippie artist gal.
Yes.
Now, gal, G-A-L, is a casual word for girl, right? A gal. And what type of gal is she?
A granola hippie artist gal.
Granola is usually what you eat for breakfast, right? It has nuts and like muesli.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah, it's nuts. It's very healthy. It's very organic.
Fresh. It's what hippie would eat. It's a hippie food.
Right, it's grains.
Yeah. Now, hippie, that was a movement in the 60s in the U.S.?
Yeah, late 60s, early 70s. The hippies, the... make love,
not war.
You wear the tie-dye shirts and probably also
about freedom. but now the meaning of hippie has changed slightly.
Yeah, it just means anyone that's really into
like
kind of
natural
earth, like Mother Earth and organic food and clean environment. I mean, it's not an insult. It's just it's kind of a very broad category of natural, wholesome things that are good for the earth.
And maybe you're not very corporate, right? But for Susan, she was a hippie, and now she's gone corporate because she discovered long ago that she really likes wearing Louis Vuitton.
Yes, so inside, she's very granola. Yeah. Outside, she's dressed in Louis Vuitton.
Now, she also uses she to talk about herself.
Yeah, so she says... Susan is speaking about herself, but she says, but she discovered long ago she really likes wearing Louis Vuitton.
So she has expensive taste.
Exactly.
And in today's grammar section, we go into details about how to use the third person to talk about yourself.
Exactly.
So,
and when you would do that.
Yeah, check that out. Now we have another guy. We finally started to talk about John. And Charles, or Chuck, says to him, is that a ring on your finger?
The eternal bachelor has fallen.
Ooh, the eternal bachelor. Girls love those types of guys. And maybe not too much when
like
they start dating.
At a certain age, and then they don't love those type of guys. They hate those type of guys.
So a bachelor is a guy who's not married, right?
Yes.
And if you're eternal bachelor, eternal means sort of forever.
Yes, never ending without end. So an eternal bachelor would be someone that never commits, never wants to settle down.
Maybe,
dates a lot, but doesn't have
around,
a girlfriend.
Yeah. And you would feel like they do have a girlfriend, but they'll say to you, no, we're not dating. She's not my girlfriend.
Yeah, and she would probably say, oh, yes, he's the love of my life, and I think he might propose any day. Yeah.
So that's the Eternal Bachelor. But what happened to the Eternal Bachelor?
He has fallen.
Yes. Oh. So fallen here means, it doesn't mean he has fallen from a bridge or a building. It means he has lost the fight, or he has been defeated.
Oh, it's been defeated. Yeah, and yeah. If you think fallen, it almost is like he's maybe on top of the hill of being an Eternal Bachelor, and he's fallen down now. He's no longer to marriage.
Yeah, fallen down to marriage. because he has met the love of his life, right? And that's why he says, when you meet your match, it's game over.
Yeah, and this is a great, very simple phrase, and the meaning is obvious. It means... game over just means it's the end. Like that's it.
My life as an eternal bachelor has ended.
It's ended. Those days are behind me. It's game over.
And he says, I definitely married up.
Yeah, and this is another great, very simple phrase, but it's just a nice, you could say it, hopefully, about your spouse, but you could also say it to someone as it's both a joke and a compliment. So if you say, oh, wow, Bill, you really married up, I'm saying the woman that Bill married is more sophisticated, more maybe beautiful, smarter than he is.
So generally speaking, better than them
in
many
him.
Levels,
so
right?
I'm basically saying a compliment, you got a really great wife, which also means you're not so good.
So it's kind of a joke. Careful how you use it. Only use it with very close friends, and
yes.
They wouldn't be angry or offended
right.
by that.
And if you say it, it's a way of... you kind of put yourself down in the joke.
Sarcasm.
Yeah, it's sarcasm, but you...
you can say, I married up.
Say something nice about your wife, yeah.
No.
I did marry up.
That's yeah. What about married down?
Oh, yeah, that's not a compliment, and that's something you probably wouldn't say to someone. You might say it about someone, to a friend, but...
at their back.
Don't say it to them directly. He married down.
Yeah. That means they married someone... not as good, right?
It's worthy of that.
Yes. Okay, now getting back to our college reunion.
Right?
In every college, almost, there's a drinking game, or lots of drinking games.
Yes.
And one of them is called a...
beer pong.
What's a beer pong? I am not a drinker, and I haven't played many drinking games, so enlighten me.
Well, neither have I, but I've read about it.
Really? Your friends have done it.
I've heard. So beer pong is probably the most common type of drinking game.
College drinking game.
Especially
right?
in the U.S.
Yeah.
But it uses ping pong balls.
Oh, so that's why it's called beer pong.
Yeah, you throw them into a cup, and if you miss, you have to drink. If you make it, somebody else has to drink. Basically... like any game with drinking, no matter what anybody does, somebody has to drink. That's the point.
Okay, so that's a beer pong.
That's beer pong.
Okay, so Susan was saying, look at us all together again, and we've come so far after all that beer pong. So she's saying we've changed so much from our beer pong days.
You own a gym, I'm a CFO, he's married.
And you're married,
beautiful wife and daughter.
But what does Charles say to her?
Yeah, so Chuck says, speak for yourself. I'm getting a drink.
Now, this is also another common phrase, speak for yourself. It doesn't mean, come on and speak for yourself.
Yeah.
It means what you've just said might only apply to you.
Yes.
I'm different, right?
I'm so different, yeah.
So you might not want to do beer pong again, but speak for yourself. I'm getting a drink.
Exactly.
Okay, let's listen to this dialogue one more time. Wow, look who the cat dragged in. Chuck, get over here and give me a hug.
Susan, my God, you look great. And is that John?
Chuckles! Man, Susan isn't kidding. You're half the man you used to be. What have you been eating, raw iron?
Thanks, guys. Well, after gaining the freshman 10 and then the post-grad 40, I had a wake-up call and really got into working out. And now I own a gym and will do my second Ironman next month. So it's good for me and my business to try to stay in shape.
No way, that's insane. But seriously, you're making us all look bad. Cover up those muscles. Some of us haven't discovered Weight Watchers yet.
Oh, please, Susan. You know you look great. And besides, you're clearly such a loser. A CFO at the ripe old age of 31.
Wait, CFO? Susan the artist gone corporate? Say it ain't so.
Stop it. What you see here is the same granola hippie artist girl on the inside, but she discovered long ago she really likes wearing Louis Vuitton.
John, what about you? Is that a ring on your finger? The eternal bachelor has fallen.
Not only a ring, but two beautiful daughters to go with it. What can I say? When you meet your match, it's game over. I definitely married up.
Look at us, all together again. We've come so far after all that beer pong.
Speak for yourself. I'm getting a drink.
Now, we hope you've enjoyed today's dialogue. It's another very typical aspect of American culture, the whole idea of college reunion and the whole idea of sarcasm,
right.
Especially in situations like this, because you're with people who you went to school with and you have a very close relationship, so you can be sarcastic with each other.
Yeah, and again, I think Jenny gave very good advice. Practice understanding it first.
Yeah.
Don't practice using it until you're really comfortable. Because a lot of sarcasm, it needs the right delivery and the right moment.
So how you say it.
Yeah, because it could be, you could say the same words. You could say, oh, Jenny, you're really stupid. And if I don't say it at the right time or in the right way, the right tone, she could actually think I'm saying you're really stupid instead of, ugh, Jenny, you're so
you're
stupid.
You're not. Right?
Yeah.
Are you?
Oh, no, I don't know. Am I?
Before we wrap up, I also wanted to ask you, how often does college reunions take place usually?
It all depends, but usually at the earliest there would be a 5-year college reunion.
It's no fun doing it every year, right?
Maybe a 10-year, maybe and then a 20-year. Mm. Yeah, that's probably the same with high schools, 5, 10, 20.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we hope you've enjoyed today's lesson, and if you have any questions, let us know on openlanguage.com or our various social media pages. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
刚刚这节课我还记得我和 Chris 录的时候 Chris 就特别的开心，他说这个对话就真的像我大学 reunion, it's exactly the same as how our conversation went during our college reunion, 里面讲到什么 freshman 20, 美语里面有这样一个表达，就很多人到大学就第一年就发胖
right.
You gain your freshman 10 or freshman
15
yeah. whatever, right?
Yeah, you gain weight.
对，然后 reunion 的时候很多人就是胖的胖，秃的秃No hair, balls.
That's right, that's right.
好，所以希望大家喜欢刚刚这节课。那想要去体验更多这样类型但是不同级别不同主题 Open Language 的课程呢，就可以下载 Open Language 的 App, 不管安卓和苹果我们都有，然后每一节课付费课程的前三分钟都是免费试听的，另外我们还有一个免费试用的课程包，就是里面你可以有完整的权限去试用里面的十几节的课，试用以后如果你觉得它很适合你，是一种很好的自学方式的话呢，你可以到 openlanguage.com 去购买完整的课程权限，然后只要输入优惠码告诉你的拼音 GAOSUNI 就会有9折优惠，学习一年只要629块，因为我们除了几百节现有的课程，每周还会发布2课新课，所以是一直不断在 update 更新的啊。好，那我们今天的课程就到这儿，如果你大学刚刚毕业，我们 we wish you all the very best.
That's right.
On the new chapter of your life, 人生的新阶段。那当然毕业马上面临的就是 work.
Oh.
Finding work.
Oh, Jenny, don't.
找工作。
别提了，好吧。
别提了吗？其实我觉得这个我们要 embrace, 要去拥抱这件事情。所以下一次我们的节目呢就会给你一些 tips, 我们会分享美国老板最喜欢的态度 attitude 和美国老板最爱听的十句话，不管你是社会新鲜人还是工作了一段时间，我觉得都非常有用，所以 next week stay tuned, we'll see you next time, 再见，
bye guys.